Hi, can you guys hear me okay? So let's begin by establishing the motivation that wishes for all beings to be established in total and complete enlightenment. And for that reason, we set the motivation to listen to the teachings today, to listen, contemplate, and meditate. However, first, I'd like to say Tashi Delek to everyone and let you know that I'm very happy to see you all here. So the topic which was sort of requested for me to teach today by the people who have invited me here in Virginia at the Dharma Center was first to just talk about how to practice or bring into one's own experience bodhicitta, the altruistic mind of enlightenment. And the second topic they asked me to talk about was how to attain Buddhahood or enlightenment. And so that's what they told me. Here today we have 2 hours about, and actually in translation with the translator's time, it turns out to be about 1 hour. And so there's really not too much I can say about these topics. So I wanted to just mention that at the beginning. However, you know, my motivation of coming here is hoping that there is some benefit to this. And so please also set your own motivation too for the teachings. And so about bodhicitta, I know that everyone here is a practitioner of the Buddha Dharma, and so I won't talk a lot about the first part, which is about establishing refuge in the three jewels. So we talk about the refuge, and every time we begin our practice session, we recite this prayer, or you could say refuge prayer, or going for refuge, and it actually has two parts, right? The first part is going for refuge, and the second part is establishing or giving rise to the attitude of altruism of bodhicitta. And so the prayer, which is, I take refuge in the Buddha, take refuge in the Buddha and the Dharma and the Supreme Assembly, that first part of the prayer is the refuge prayer, right? Until I attain total enlightenment, or until I attain Buddhahood. That's the first part, which is the refuge part. The second part, for the sake of all sentient beings, right? So they may be liberated and so forth. That is the part which is giving rise to the altruistic mind of enlightenment, or bodhicitta. So for the sake of time, I won't talk much about the first, about refuge, because the topic, our first topic is about really to set a foundation for what is the altruistic mind of enlightenment, bodhicitta. Right, and so what is this so-called bodhicitta, the altruistic mind of enlightenment? Essentially, it's based on having a kind heart, right? Kind-heartedness. When we take the individual vow of liberation, the pratimoksha vows, when we take refuge, when we go for refuge in the three jewels, we're actually also, taking the vows of pratimoksha, of individual liberation. I take refuge in order to attain enlightenment. And that has really two really main parts. One is the vow not to harm any other beings. This is kind of the foundation. And also to abandon violence, so abandoning any kinds of harm to others. And then on top of that, and there's many different kinds of pratimoksha vow, meaning of vows of individual liberation, like being ordained or being a lay person. And on top of that, the sort of second part, having a kind heart, coming out of that kind hearted to help others, right? To establish the motivation to be of benefit to other beings, however possible. And so that's what we're really at the topic today about bodhicitta. So when we talk about having a kind heart in order to establish or give rise to bodhicitta, you know, typically we all think about our own benefit. We think about how we can set up a good situation for ourselves. Here we're discussing how to extend that attitude really to all other sentient beings without any limit. How to do that, how to get rid of harm to others, because without getting rid of the, without getting rid of the attitude of having harm to others, there's really no way of establishing a mind that wishes to benefit others, right? And this is not special to any vehicle. All the three vehicles of Buddhism, the so-called lesser vehicle, the great vehicle, and the Vajrayana, all have this as a foundation to reduce anger and hatred in order to be able to develop a mind that wishes for the benefit of others. So it's said that patience is the antidote to anger. And so if you, as you develop patience, if you get rid of anger and hatred, then naturally you'll give rise to a mind that wishes to benefit other beings. It'll be more easy to develop altruism.
ngāti kāng tēyé tēng kāli kāli sōzō kērkāp tēne kāli kē tātā tam jē dābū rīng xidē yōngwā tēne tēne kī sāmbat lēng kōrē sāk tēne tēne kāli tēne dābū rīng xidē tē lēp sōng nā tēne sīm jē tēne tūmbō jāna kāli kāli tēndawā sīm jē tēne tēne dābū dābū rī sāk rā tēne sāngi kōmā tōpa kē tēne kē kūnōng tēne kē nā kē tēne sōzō kī lūngā yī sōng kī chabā kāli xī nā ᱚᱫᱱᱮ ᱥᱤᱜᱩᱨᱤᱥ ᱨᱟ ᱞᱩᱜ ᱞᱩᱜᱤᱱᱟ ᱟᱛᱟ ᱪᱩᱠᱤ ᱞᱮᱜᱟᱞᱮ ᱫᱟᱨᱟ ᱱᱟ ᱜᱮᱛᱟᱝ ᱱᱟ ᱪᱩᱜᱤᱱᱟ ᱫᱮ ᱤᱠᱥᱟ ᱠᱩᱱᱩᱝ ᱱᱮᱱᱟᱴᱟ ᱱᱮ ᱠᱟᱞᱮ ᱠᱟᱞᱮ ᱛᱤᱱᱫᱤ ᱡᱤᱱᱤᱜᱤᱛᱤᱱ ᱟ ᱛᱟᱭᱤ ᱵᱤᱥᱤᱱᱡᱤ ᱛᱟᱢᱡᱤ ᱫᱟ ᱥᱟᱢᱵᱚᱛᱟᱢ ᱱᱮ ᱪᱟᱝᱡᱩ ᱥᱮᱢᱠᱤ ᱛᱩᱵᱟᱛᱮ ᱛᱤᱱᱤ ᱭᱩᱜᱨᱮ ᱥᱨᱟ
So the way it's taught is that first we establish first we use this sort of altruistic attitude that we already have towards our own close ones. For example, our parents or our family members, if we have children, the love we have for our children, or our brothers and sisters and so forth, which we naturally have, right? And that's because of that love and compassion we have for them, we naturally have the feeling to be of benefit to them, right? And so it's taught that we start with developing our love and compassion, meaning this wish to be of benefit to our close ones first. That it's difficult or maybe not possible just to immediately have love and compassion for all sentient beings everywhere, right? We start with our close ones, with our sort of circle of, and then gradually develop this wish to be of benefit, to be altruistic towards our associates, and then the people who live in the, you know, the area we live in, like our region, or our country, you know, other country persons. And then eventually, through that way, then we can expand that altruistic attitude, which is to benefit others, to all sentient beings. And we can transform that attitude, which is really the attitude, the wish for all sentient beings to be totally enlightened, to be established in the state of Buddhahood, self and other. And then in that way, actually everything that we do all the time becomes transformed into, you could say, the path for yourself and others to attain enlightenment that way. That's the way it's taught. So really, when we talk about love and compassion in the context of bodhicitta, what is the purpose of bodhicitta, of the altruistic attitude of awakening? The purpose is to attain enlightenment for ourselves and for all sentient beings.
So 당가 요 말이라. 근데 심진 단지 파랑 당한들 파지 여라 봐. 파마지 여라. 그래서 내가 나지 파마 마시고 요 말이스. 마치 요. 근데 이 섬나 아빠도 심지 밤에 삼지 다다. 다다게 돼 파마로. 가진 좀 샤도 요래. 다 어서만다. 이제 된 심지 다 타이비 심지 탐지를 되니 장주 심지 또 봐. 근데 된지네 배송식으로 했어라.
라서. So traditionally, the way it's presented how to develop loving kindness and compassion is to think about how to start by thinking about the actually great effort that parents go through in order to have children and then care for them, to nurture them. First, after the child is conceived, then both, not just the mother, actually both the father and the mother typically undergo a lot of effort, actually take on a lot of hardship in order to make sure that the baby is healthy in the womb. And then once born, then of course, the parents go through an incredible amount of hardship in order to nurture and care for the child and so forth. I don't need to say much about this. We all know about this, right? According to the presentation, the traditional Buddhist presentation is that all of us have undergone really countless number of previous rebirths, and these countless amounts of other sentient beings have at some point in the past been our own parents, actually countless times. And because of that, thinking about the incredible amount of effort and hardship they put into caring for us in the past, they've actually, all sentient beings have actually shown us an incredible amount of kindness. It's said that there is not a single sentient being who has not been your parent in the past. And so this is sort of the purpose for developing love and kindness and compassion for all sentient beings in the context of giving rise to the altruistic attitude of enlightenment, bodhicitta. So the topic of our presentation today is about how to develop bodhicitta, the altruistic attitude of awakening. And so first, we take refuge in the three jewels, and probably everyone is familiar with that. And then we give rise to this altruistic attitude of awakening. And why do we give rise? Why do we develop this altruistic attitude? Otherwise, if we didn't, then we would remain very small-minded. And actually what we need is a very great heart. The way it's taught is, there are what are referred to as the four immeasurables or four immeasurable contemplations. What is immeasurable? We could say maybe immeasurable merit or virtue. And these four are in order. The first one is loving kindness, and the second, compassion. The third, sympathetic joy, and the fourth is called equanimity.
So Khurāṅ ka pē tā gyāvā sākhyā pē kē jīvī rē sā rā. Tā tī kī tēvā tāṅ mārā na chī mārūṅ sāmbā kē sāmbā chī gātū yu na kēt khuā rā tā pā chū mē tī yā pūshū na tēl chā tō mā jī dīne rā, chā tō tā. Nī chī tēl nō sā mā jī pī na ā tē pā tā ngā lā tā ngā rāṅ lā tā tēn rī yō mā rī tā pā chū mē tī pē pā chū tā mē nī kīm zī yu rī mē o kā rī na pā chū tā pē mē sī kī tēvā yā pū tū wā. Tē tāng, tēnē, tē tēwā tāng mātār nā, chī mārā ngō sāp tēn rīg sāmbā sāmbā kūnō lēyā tēlā, chāmbā tsē mē lā gā rē sārā.
The first, the immeasurable loving kindness and compassion. And how we develop this is that we think about all sentient beings. Basically, this is the wish for all sentient beings, everyone to be happy, to be established in happiness. Whether that's, you know, success or a good situation to be able to enjoy the resources that they need, and so on and so forth. And what is taught to be actually the cause of this happiness is engaging in virtue or wholesome activities. This is also the antidote, right? So rather than getting jealous or competitive with others, right? When we see others who have a good situation, we also, you know, develop happiness about that, and also wish that that kind of good situations that we can see with others, their success, that they are able to, you know, enjoy a good situation, then using that to develop the wish that all sentient beings could also have that kind of happiness, basically.
Mi mayin bhagata, thong da zaga dhundro la soba, dhuzin la soba, dan dhamira yora. Da dhuzar nga dha parta dhin, dhungar khila pe, dhungar pato miyung dhura. Chik chik sadhu yore, dhine kundu saya mara, thongya mara, dhindro dhiga yore. Da dhuzar thong dhiga dhira. Da nyawa yi da, chik nyarwa sen chidang nga thong yi yamara wa, thongya mara. Da dhuzar thong dhiga dhe, thong chur chirwa.
The second of the immeasurable contemplations, and this is a brief presentation of these immeasurables, is the wish for others, all sentient beings, not to have suffering, right? And what do we mean by suffering? We're not just talking about humans here, right? We're also talking about animals. We can see this in sort of with wild animals and so forth. But just with our own eyes, we can see the suffering that's in the natural world. Animals eating other animals, killing them for food, or the, you know, difficulty of not finding food and not having finding drink and so forth. These are the kinds of suffering that we can easily see with our eyes. Now, of course, It's also taught that there are other realms, such as the hell realms or the realm of the wandering, hungry ghosts that we can't see with our own eyes, and they have their own kinds of suffering. And we think about people, right? It's taught that all people have the suffering of birth, old age, sickness, and death. So there's no one who doesn't have suffering in their lives. For example, of course, everyone's got parents, and then when your mother dies, then you feel very sad and you suffer because of that. Or when you become sick or your loved ones become sick, we feel sad and suffer because of that. But we can also see there many people have illness. Many people also don't have sufficient resources, food and drink, in order. So there's so many things that we can see about the suffering of the world, right? And it's taught that even that no matter what kind of negative experience anyone has, it's actually caused by negative actions in the past. Even the smallest amount of suffering, the tiniest things, also caused by some kind of negative action in the past. And so then we just contemplate this. We think about what we can see, the suffering in the animal world or with humans, and that no, there's no sentient being at all that doesn't engage in suffering. And through this, we develop the wish that sentient beings may not have suffering, contemplating that this is just the result of negative actions in the past. But that's immeasurable compassion. The third immeasurable is called the immeasurable of sympathetic joy. What does sympathetic joy mean? Really, it means just rejoicing in the good situation of others. For example, in our own place, our neighbors, or the own area that we stay, we can see that there's a lot of people that have different kinds of success, that enjoy good things. So rather than be jealous of them, sympathetic joy is about rejoicing in the good situation that they have. From the perspective of Buddhist spirituality, there are actually many Dharma centers, monasteries, many people doing really excellent kinds of Buddhist practice, right? And so knowing about that and thinking about that, and then rejoicing in those good things that others are doing, rather than becoming jealous about them. So really this is about about getting rid of jealousy and developing our, you know, attitude of rejoicing in others, right? And there's so many examples all around us everywhere. We live in the United States. There's so many examples of different kinds of good things that others are doing that we can rejoice in. Or we can also think about great accomplished masters. I mean, perhaps most of you are familiar with Milarepa, with the story of Milarepa and what amazing accomplishment he had. And we can think about them and then rejoice, feel good about this great effort, I mean, the great accomplishment that they made. So practicing immeasurable sympathetic joy, or practicing sympathetic joy, is not difficult. We don't have to go around and do anything, actually. We can just sit here and we just think about the great things that others are accomplishing and feeling good about them, right? It's said that this kind of practice develops an inconceivably vast amount of merit or virtue, right? And so through the practice of immeasurable joy, we accumulate an enormous amount of positive merit, of good karma, if you will. The four immeasurables is measurable equanimity. Now, equanimity doesn't mean some kind of state of feelinglessness, right? What it means actually is not having negative emotions about anyone, right? For example, about our own family or our spiritual brothers and sisters or our own teachers, we have a tendency to think that those that we like toward those that we like, to become attached to them, right? So thinking that they're like the best, we get attached to those who are in our own circle. And so the way of practicing this is actually having the same attitude to all sentient beings whatsoever, without any kind of difference, whether they are close to us or whether they're not our close ones. That's the essence of immeasurable equanimity. In the context of the cultivation of bodhicitta, the altruistic attitude of awakening, what are taught to be the benefits of developing bodhicitta? Well, it's said to be measureless, essentially, the benefit that it brings about. It brings about measureless or infinite, uncountable amount of virtue, of merit. We talk about virtue, it's in the context of the two, what are called the two accumulations, the accumulation of merit and the accumulation of wisdom. And the side of the accumulation of merit, which is like practicing generosity, practicing ethical discipline, practicing patience and so forth. These are ways one accumulates merit. It said bodhicitta is an immeasurable method of accumulating merit. So the metaphor they give about the benefit of bodhicitta is that, for example, we measure things. It's called immeasurable. The metaphor is about measurement, right? So, for example, size. And generally, everything in our entire lives that we see, that we've ever seen, is something we can measure. It has a size, it has a form and a shape. It's taught that bodhicitta is measureless in its amount of benefit. What does that mean? It means it's like space. It's impossible to measure. It's infinite. And so how does one cultivate bodhicitta? Well, essentially, in order to bring about an altruistic attitude of enlightenment, one must reduce afflictive emotions. We talk about the afflictions, right? Sometimes we talk about five, sometimes we talk about six. Primarily, we start with jealousy or envy, right? So however much we can reduce that, then we're able to give rise to the altruistic mind of enlightenment. So there are five or six that is usually given as a list, such as attachment and hatred and jealousy and pride and so forth. Okay, so now I'd like to talk a little bit about the second topic, which I was requested to discuss, and that is how to attain enlightenment, or how does Buddhahood come about? So generally, in the traditional Buddhist context, the way it's taught, if one wishes to attain Buddhahood first, for example, the way that monastics and lamas proceed on the path is first engaging in a lot of study about the Buddhist path, and then in practice, and eventually engaging in the traditional 3-year, 3-month retreat. And if you have a student with the proper characteristics, as well as a teacher with the proper characteristics, and what are those characteristics? The student with proper motivation, and the teacher with the proper motivation, student with faith, and so forth. And when they come together, then the teacher can introduce or help the student be recognize the nature of their own mind as the Buddha. And that's really the way we talk about attaining enlightenment or attaining Buddhahood. It's traditionally taught that without these things, without a teacher with the right situation to introduce the student to the nature of their own mind as the Buddha, and the student to be able to recognize that, it's quite difficult to attain Buddhahood. It's not like a material thing, like money or all the other stuff we have, where you can just give it to somebody else. Otherwise, it would be easy. You just give it to somebody else, but it's not like that.
Soba ke paru chimba, tati ta chanchu sim kumbi kota mar sonam ke chol. Ta chol, sonam ke chol dugu yore se rati, sonam chol, nyi se la vare, sonam chol. Ta yi mune sangye kumbha dhugu se na tini, ta shirabi ke paru chimba tanga na tuku yore se ra. Ta ti shirabi paru chinga na tamla samde paru chimba tuku yore se ra. Ti samde ta Nyamsa lene, tene lo tan dawa kom kya ne, tene su su semla chandar chi ne mato, tene tada tata nguru chi ne, tene yung kali kapa re sara, tene samdeng para jang al kom kya de meditation, ta kom kya ne, hine kom tene rawa, ta de samdeng de hirap haji ma, nga la samdeng ki paro chi mba, samdeng kom ne, tene kali kada hirap haro chi mba de, tene monga de, tene buita burse, ta sanji kom ba, tsobige sāla tā pārje lebru yoresirā. Āina dēn pārē chimchū na dzunru yī pārē chimbā tē, tēne pārē chimchū na kora nīgā kishā tō yoresirā. Tā kā chimbā tōng, chidam sōng, sōbā kōng, kārshī yon tēlā dzunru tē, dzunru mē kō lēlōng xio rō rā. Tā yā tō tē, sāmdēn kō mētī tē yīn shī na tā, nē hīrā kī pārē chū tōndā chāngchū sāmbā rā, tē kōng na tā, tēlā yī dzunru mē na, nē lēlōng ālā ndē tē tēn tē mā rā. 이니 준주대 준주시한테 이자를 고여래서 이네 바로 침바대 간다 아주 장주 쌤 공부 공부당 그 상기 도다게 다 주요나 매너지 바로 침바대 쪽들에서 같이 쪽서대
So the way it's taught actually is in the context of what are referred to as the six paramitas. Paramita means a transcendent practice, right? So you say the six transcendent practices. And these are also presented in as accumulation of merit and accumulation of wisdom. And really, the first five fall into the category of the accumulation of merit. So these are, in order, transcendent generosity, transcendent ethical discipline, transcendent patience, transcendent diligence, the fourth and the fifth, transcendent meditative concentration, and the sixth, transcendent wisdom. Sometimes you hear perfections. Sometimes you'll see the perfections of generosity, perfection of ethics, and so forth. So that's what it's referring to, the six paramitas. And so the first three, transcendent or perfect generosity, ethics, and patience, these develop a great amount of merit, right? And then the last one, transcendent wisdom, that's really on the wisdom side, meaning ultimate truth. And this is something that one meditates upon for months and years. But in order to do that, you need the fifth one, which is the transcendent meditative concentration, which in other words is pretty what is taught as calm abiding meditation or shamatha. However, to do any of these, one must have the fourth, which is transcendent or perfect discipline, right? Because without diligence. Because without enthusiastic diligence, then you really won't be able to accomplish any of the other ones, right? The meditation that you need in order then to understand and meditate on ultimate truth, or to develop merit and so forth. So it's taught that the fourth one is really necessary, the enthusiastic diligence, in order to develop bodhicitta. The first topic of our talk, develop bodhicitta, and then the second topic of our talk, in order to attain enlightenment, you really have to have this diligence.
Oh, dine ta ngazo nambu sanje gi tomba chumde de shagya thoba bata shagya bin sanra ne kon ta koran san ke yo re sira koran san ke ta te dine kazi ke ta karbala cho sa ne tin thama de la san ke yo la re sira Tā karvā tōṅ, karvā tōṅ sō, tā karvā sō na pē mē māngbō rī tā tīngi kī rā tī hī mē tā, pē mē rī lō tē trāṅgā tā tō yō mā rī sī rā. Tī lā chō sā tī pā chāng nē, tī nē tī kāp sō kō rāng kē mā tāq bī kē wā, ngāp kia, tī kā sī kē wā tōṅ rā jī lā nē, tī nē tā mā tī lā, nē nē kō rāng chē sō. Tamadele gyabukse chungne, tine gyarsi pangne, tine korang, ta tamadele tine gyarsi pangne pene, tine lochur kawajine, tamadele tine sangye yoresira. Ate chitu, tine nga dada sangye kumbang, tine ngocho shoda tine shimdwasira.
So also related to the topic of attaining Buddhahood, of course, I must talk about our teacher in the Buddhist tradition, the Buddha Sakyamuni. Right? So he is said to have attained Buddhahood, to have attained total enlightenment. And it's said that he did this actually after the many, many eons, or and what is an eon? They're like, thousands and thousands of years, practically incalculable amount of time. It's that the Buddha in previous lifetimes accumulated merit and purified himself of negativity. Right, of obscurations, the pure accumulated merit and purified obscurations. And then it said he went through a series of many births, then 500 noble births as a bodhisattva, and eventually born into the situation in Kapilavastu, where then he attained enlightenment. So that's the sort of traditional Buddhist story about attaining Buddhahood.
Oh. Tendi dee kapsu daa koraan tamaa dee laa koraan loo rukkaa wachinee taa dee gyagar toji dee bodhgaya sarwa. Tendi changchuu shingriyoon tu toraan ngoro zobo taa loo rukkaa wachinee tamaa daa dee waa mabuu laa naa tendi gyarsi paang pet taa dee ngobar zobo sankye chaarnee taa koraan sankye chaarnee tendi shio maa zonnee tundaa Tanda kaji hyukde reesira, chu mazongne, ondine chu yo reesira.
Awesome, tanda tu druk stens.
Tanda chi ina dakhanda tanda kaji hyuk yo
And he was born in a situation and lived in Kapilavastu, and then he abandoned his sort of royal life, yeah? And finally, in Bodh Gaya, after 6 years of great difficulties, so undergoing austerities, then he attained total and complete enlightenment. And it's taught that actually for a few weeks after attaining enlightenment, he didn't say anything. He didn't teach at all.
Tatsang ge sang du ta nyomong ba ke chik de tiba tham ji sang ne ra do ja ji dong te mo nga jer ta te chama ta ku me ba sha de sera ta ge se ong du ti ni ko lang hi ja lo lo du ge se ti ni chu ji hi ong na ta ko lang ge ma chu ji an pe ja ta den ji ge ma ten pa la ta ko lang ni pe mo de ka jin de ma song yu re se ene to ba ba nyeng ge ge na kērik dhāmarī yorā, chāgā dhācī na chāgā nāla kōrāng yāng kī mā dhāmarī yorā. Nē lā dhālu sūyī na kōrāng kī kī chīk sōngā rā, tē sōsōsōsō, tōngbā sōsō kārīn tī kī tī kōrō gā rēs. Tē rā wā sāng tī yāng dā kōrāng lā chēn sūn chū tsañi, pē chē sāng bō kē chū sēn tī nē, sōng yāng yāng lā chūk chū sēn tī nē. O chāng mā yā kārī kī yā na chāng mā tū rā, tā tēng zā rā ngā rā tī nē, nē mā yik tū kī lā tū kū tā wā. Nē, tī mā tū kō rō chī kī mā rā, tā kōng kā yā na sū, tā lō mā tōng rā tī rā na chāng mā kō rō kū rē sā. Tē rā wā tā kō rā yī jī yuán tē tī nē tū kū yō rē sā.
And so, also, what is Buddhahood? Well, the way that we teach about it in the Tibetan language, actually the Tibetan term for Buddha is Sangye. It's a two-part word, Sangye. What does sang mean? Sang means to reduce and cleanse or eliminate. Eliminate what? Well, eliminating all of the afflictions or negative emotions, kleshas. Yeah? And then gye means to develop, right? Or blossom. And what is developed? The qualities and abilities of enlightenment. So for example, the Buddha, it's said about him that some of his abilities were that when he was teaching in India, and in India is a place that's very diverse and there are many different languages. Anyone who listened to his teachings could understand what he was saying in their own language. That's like an enlightened ability that one develops or blossoms when one attains Buddhahood. And also the different specific signs and marks of the Buddha's body, speech, and mind that you can look up if you want. There's a list of this sort of enlightened or awakened signs that develop when one attains Buddhahood. And also other enlightened abilities. For example, it's taught that he could teach without the need of sound amplification. For example, here I have a microphone, right? And so in order for everybody to hear me, I have to have the microphone, but the Buddha could teach thousands and thousands of people, and everybody would be able to hear him. So, for example, these are some of the enlightened qualities and abilities that come when one attains Buddhahood.
san kye tuka kapsu, tine ta nima tunra kaya shikine, tine la yurne ta la tsangba tang kya jen singe, ta la la yur yu tine, tine la gyarbu tine yor e sara. En dezo ka ta san kye yin shu ma zon yu tina korang, in jik tine kamde yabu yung mdo si tine, ta tile jik tine kamde la chu jik son na yabu to samne. Nē lā yāngbō gyācīn tāng tsāngbā lā sōba tēsō tēnē tā lā tā lū tā mē tā tā māngbō chīgī tēnē tā chūgū chūngbō kōrō sō tēnē kōrā tā sōndib hī yō rē sī rā.
And in the story of the Buddha's enlightenment, after he attained enlightenment, and he stayed without teaching for some weeks, and at some point from the heaven realms, actually, the gods Brahma and Indra descended from the heavens to the earth, and met the Buddha, and they said, it's not good, the current state of the world is not good, and it would be very excellent if you were to teach. And so then they requested him, they made a supplication for him to what's called turn the wheel of the Dharma, which is like a metaphorical way of asking him to teach.
Tene te kapsu, te shiyungba kapsu, ta la tsangba te kyajin la su, se ki kolo tang, tong garbu yezi kirba, tong, ta te kwanshi se ta, tende pyo yara.
Tong, te
kasi gyamso nende garbu te. Oye tsang garbu tera. Te, ta te pyo yane, ta te tong de, ta te tenya yore se. Ta sangye chiyon ne pata milo nyi tong la, ta chukya tunya rindu yara. Te tong de tanda yore se ra. Pūli yore isi, pūli yore isi, ngā kē tōng nō la, tī kāp sū rē lē tō.
Kō yore
isi? Sācā rē yore, sācā.
Pūla.
Sācā.
And also, in the story, at that time, the gods gave the Buddha, as part of their request, they gave him a white conch shell, special conch shell. And that conch shell still exists, actually. I've seen it. It's in Tibet, at Sakya Monastery.
Dene kong ge chu tambo pene warana yur naro barana zene pene dene ngate sangbo la tenpa hi ki chu tenpa hi se chu di mar song yore se la.
And then he traveled to Sarnath in the vicinity of the city of Banaras or Varanasi, and he taught the first teaching, which is on the four truths of the noble ones, also known as the four noble truths, to his the five, say close disciples.
o lazo tene ta kandar nga ta de temba chi ko ta ta de ten malla de na tene te mangbo la de te pache char sa mare la ra tene ta sangge a ke sangge ma chu son be ta zo kong ge nge ge cho nge ge ngayake tarvi tatye tenpa yinsira, tarvi tatye mato, di tarvi tatye rāngla rāv leyti mato, hiñanda tuyo marisira. Tarva zana nga dhu dhambasāng jibin ngayana korvan targu yorese. Dine kongi tarvan tenpeke, korvan tarvike tatye kongi tenge yusong rese. Di mato, dine sanji kumbha kyu song zana kongi tene pana petkoran kiya tene sanji ke ki tu ya ma koran da san ki ra koran ge ki tu yo ma re se na su 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 ki ro ge san fa ba la su su ki nyam le si ne ra kong ge tap de le ne kong ge su song song yo chu de la su de nyam le si ne de tap de ne ma do de de tap de su su ra re ma do su su ki le lo dang tene nyum ngo wa do so na tene kali ka bo re tu song yo re se ra.
And so, what is that teaching, that first teaching, which is referred to as the teaching of the four truths? Really, there's a lot that we could say about that, and I think our time might be coming closer to an end. But basically, that teaching is about how one attains liberation for themselves, right? It's not really about how one can go about liberating others. The Buddha said, in the context of the teaching, I can't actually give you Buddhahood, right? All I can give you, I mean, the Buddha said he attained enlightenment, but he couldn't give his enlightenment to anyone else. He said, I can give you a method to attain liberation for yourself, but it's on you. I can't give it to you. You have to abandon your own laziness and afflictive emotions and so forth, and follow the method yourself. It's not something that can be given.
No. Tene taro dhāna rā chī hibar chī tere mā sōng yō rēs. Tēndē tene tātā zē tere kyori ngōchō chī yēsā tene yōpa mā yī gyāwē kyā mā tī mēpa mā yī kondē kūñ jī yē tene sōng yō rēs tā. Sāngye ki ngā rā tu kōpāṅ tōp kō na, tā sēngmū tō kore wā, sēngmū tōpa chē rā ngā tu kōm kia kō yā rē sē rā. Tē lā, sāngye xa kia tūpi kē sēm tē kōrāṅ kē ngōne chī na, tā kōrāṅ tā sāngye ngōne sāngye rā, i nā yōpā mā yī, gyāruvī kiāṅ mā sē sē rā, gyāruvī kī sē yō mā rē yō rē sē nē, sāngye kōma tōp chī tēndē chī yō rē sē nē, dendriji todo, san jengi dirisin todo sangye ge ten tubi yo mare sira. Ya meri se na ne, kor de se na, korwa se na, korwa kor de nga me de kanza chi nu ji jik di nan shu ki simji mangba tong de da de ko yo dir wal, meri se me da wal. Ne, me de do zam zam ba shi de do, zam zam su de ki yang do, ne de meri se za me da wal.
Sake tu pegi, sangye de
Sanje, ta ko sanje na su
yo bas la tu mare ne bas la tu mare
yo ba la de me ba la tu mare de garde men sonju me te yang ni ge yo me ni ka gar son ten de ti mare sera sonju me lam sa la me lam se le yo res 송기 가라도 빼내지나 자풀가나 자풀고는 쇼바니 거 자풀 쇼바지 그 말아 데 탑도 히랍 송도 중에 되네 산지 고마 로그 그래서 탑 히랍 아 탑을 가르쳐서 탑도 샹주 쌤거탑 인제 쌤 모드레스라 잠바니 이제 들 샹주 쌤 온라인 봐 히랍 때 되네다 아마도 곰결 년에지 되네 쌤도 정벌지네 이네 타마 소소소 샘데 랑랑 히니서라 세네 랑랑 히니 데네 상게스네 다데 상데 랑 히안시발라 데스 균짱네서 까데짱네마도 곰짱네마도 아 데스데스 곰짱나다 펜더 펜토 셈보 루루 샤야다 펜더 토레세나 상게 유후 고반 토발라 칼카보레스네 칼레칼레 코 창로라 칼레 야 티도네 야고 야레스라 아디 께와 델라 사마제나 께와 치마티니 키와코 텐데제 와치 요레스라 야리안
맞아 And so the Buddha taught that when he taught the noble truths, he said to the students that they must understand the noble truths. So, also in the Buddha, it's not possible to say that the Buddha's enlightenment, that Buddhahood is a thing, is something, right? You can't really say that it's something because there's nothing that you can show that is like enlightenment or Buddhahood. The Buddha actually attained enlightenment, but he couldn't, show that he was, show something that is Buddhahood or enlightenment to anyone else. So, you can't really say that it's a thing. But you can't say that enlightenment or Buddhahood is nothing at all, right? Because people could see the qualities of the Buddha and his enlightened activities and so forth. But you can't also say that it's both something and nothing at the same time either, right? Actually, the Buddha taught that the middle way, right? So this is one of the meanings of the middle way. It's like a bird that has two wings. A bird has to have two wings in order to fly. If it didn't, it wouldn't be able to. This is a metaphor for the two wings of method and wisdom. And method really refers to developing bodhicitta, the altruistic attitude of enlightenment and compassion, and wisdom referring to recognizing the nature of one's own mind. And this is done through a diligence in meditation, gradually cultivating, continuously cultivating that, that recognition. Now, if you just do a little bit of meditation sometimes here and there, it's definitely beneficial. I'm not saying that it's not, of course. It provides mental peace and you become more compassionate, loving, and so forth. But in terms of attaining total and complete enlightenment or Buddhahood, it's taught to be difficult if you don't engage in a lot of diligent meditative practice.
Oh, dine, tā ngōne jī na sāngye te, ngā rāntu sāngye kōpātā, sāngye te pini xīmbā jī ngā tōgā, ngā rī kino chā lā lōng chū jī na, dine ngā rī lōb chōng rō jī, dine kā rī kia tsōng tsōng kia te jī, dine pani rā wā yā dāwā sā. Ngā rāntu kino chā lā, tā pē khiā rā sō kō na, sō tu lōb chōng jī, kā rī kia pini, nī chī rō na lā tōgā ngā, dine shirī dāwā sā rā. Tā sāngye te dhiri mā rī sā. Sanjita ngarangu yodirisira. Be hiyani tsolduku yomarisa ngarangu tsaldi yori, ngarangu nala yorisira. Sanjik nyingbuti. Kata ngarangu ngomayirisi, ngomayi shursurisi. Semjie namni sanjie nyi onja lubu tibitibirisi. One shinata ngarangu semjie ji yin tsuyu tsangwa. Ta buzin tsenju ko sanjie nyingbu yodirisongrisi, buzin. Tende tene onja lubu ki ngarangu tima kutibirisi hagu umirisira. Onja lobu timitri, te shindu sangye te pani tuga mara ngaranga semba nante, ngana semba te sangye chato yo resi. Tiga da hama kode ngara churni tini kyo da nga zin jo te resi ra.
And so, externally, directly speaking, externally, we can develop a lot of things. You can develop wealth, you can develop resources, improve the sort of external situation through studying and through making a lot of effort and so on and so forth, right? These are external attainments. When we talk about Buddhahood, it's not like that at all. Right? Buddhahood is actually something that is already present within all sentient beings. It's already inside of me. It's already inside of all of you all. Even insects, bugs have what the essence of Buddhahood already within them, right? The way it's taught is just that this essence has been temporarily obscured. Or sometimes you hear the term adventitious stains. Right? It refers to, though Buddhahood, the essence of Buddhahood, is already present within all sentient beings, it's not recognized by sentient beings. Yeah. If I were to finish the talk today and didn't really emphasize that point, then I would be remiss. This is a really important point.
Tade sangye ge tambo ne chogor korong ge kaso. Tambo kong ge korong ade sangbo le denba hi chi o kos ta ngi de ne ta de de ne de se ta de. Ni chol le de ne ti chol ma ro do ling go do se la ra. Denba hi de kyaran do 지진 힘거기 말해서 덴바기다. 덴바기 때 동아리기 덴바, 군중기 덴바, 안 되는 고급 덴바, 남기 덴바 세라, 뒤시 들어와. 다 되는데, 다 동아리기 덴바 히트 데리에서 대기 대기 라드리라. 다 덴바기 데리 동아리기 덴바, 군중 덴바, 고급 덴바, 남기 덴바 세.
So the first of the teaching the Buddha gave at Sarnath, the teaching of the four truths of the Noble Ones or four noble truths. So what are those four truths, right? So these are the truths of suffering. And the second is the truth of the cause. The third, the truth of cessation. And the fourth, the truth of the path.
Tongar hibar chedi, hibar jarmi, ta one china, demba hidi, sangi chundi, damatiba, omane, chidini chanjus metaba ya, dintiba sunga, in chudi, din sung yoris, sung yuda, tambo, koyanga da sambal, tiba omane, tadi, sozo dambara, in a tiba omane, masong, retina, ti, capsune, ti sung capsune, sangi, cutie, mara, kyoran round yoris, de kota. Then lam shiba ji lam shiba char me is la und lam de ha ko chi gu re da ina de lam de nyam ze le ba chi de ji de chi ji ne hi re shi yo ma re chorang ge gyu de chorang de na yo re la re sa go ba de chorang ma ran ku gyu ni nyam mo se ten ba go ra go se na ta pen de pa le nge wa de go se ten ja de na de ba lo wa go ba de chi ba ngon ji ne ti jari ko ne gyurro ya zang gogwa tpa ne gyurro ya zimada ten togdo kogon pa yu xo yo mara songa ra hibar chanme ta tongma dala tongar hibar zi nando tongar gdala tene kora kodara wa tongar gdane tongar dan tamo tongar gdanba la ra korwa de zawa gari che ten tongar korwa tongar gyamzo se da tongar gyan ta tongar de kanji chi yonza na kunjung de nyamo ngwa zi na yunga ra zi ta Hiyatana tambu tongar de hiyat, dine kunyung de lewdawa. Tati kodan rodan res, tambu tongar de yungsa de kunyung de yung res. Kunyung zina nyung mongwa la dine, dine tongar de yung yu res. Ena hiyatana tambu tongar de tenba, kunyung de tenba lewyo res ra. Tambu tongar tenba. Tongar de kani yung resana, dine kunyung la dine yung res. Tungar de kasu resi na ngarangdu kowa na de resi. Tanda ngarangdu me sangwa tungar yo resi ra. Tungar yo resi senpa kibu yo mari, ya de se marikba de redi yo resi na. Ta mi tiri mi na, kip yo rawa me na. Rawa simji na. Tini bi hinba za kar, ta mi na, ta dhamma di mungu yo ra. Tata ngana de, ta simda choba de redi yo mari se ra. Tungar de zin tenpo tungar tenpa songwa resi ra. Ta nga lo chenpo lep zan ga ki di tingwa gira, yang ga ki ki. Lode chunjung hinabe yang ka sembal da mer tonga yora te te zin tonga temba so mare sa da te a tarong tonga nyawa ye ta tu tonga zin tonga mar wa de de tonga di temba Tati tungar di kandi shungo zana, tari tseng amu kongarang ki docha ki tang nyen la docha ki docha chi chala tangwa chi dine, chako chi dine, mahi wa dimu ku wang da song. O dindri chi ne dine nga na to ta korwa la ko ne, dindri shao yo re se.
What did the Buddha teach about the four truths? He taught that the four truths need to be understood. And what does that mean? Suffering, he taught, is something that should be understood. And actually the teaching is in the context of what is referred to as the lesser vehicle and connected to what are referred to as pratimoksha vows, or the vows of individual liberation, right? So he taught them in this context. So why did he teach them even in this context that this is something that one must understand for themselves, right? Well, Buddhahood is within you yourself. So the suffering is something you must understand yourself. So how you look inside your own situation and understand in your own sort of mind stream your suffering. The second truth, the truth of the cause, which is where suffering comes from, he also said you must be understood. And the third also, that cessation, what is it? One must understand for themselves. And likewise, the path. He didn't just give you Buddhahood or the way, in the sense that the path also should be understood for oneself. And so what does this mean? So the first one is suffering. And we can understand that all sentient beings suffer. This is not something that anyone doesn't have. And you can understand it just by looking inside yourself, looking in your own sort of your so-called mind stream, your continuity of your experience. Everybody's got something going on that's not okay, that they feel like is not just quite right. Even us, even the happiest people, and we're humans, we're supposed to be actually the best situation in all of, the world, people. And yet all of us are unhappy about something. We all have our own particular kind of, some kind of suffering, yeah? And this isn't just restricted to a certain kind of people, like older people, for example. Even the young, of course, have all different kinds of their own kinds of sufferings. Now we're people. Now, what else is to be said then about the other realms of cyclic existence, samsara, such as those beings who are in the hell realms or who are wandering hungry spirits and so forth? Of course, they have all kinds of suffering. That's the first, but it's something that one must understand for themselves, about themselves. The second, the cause, where does it come from? It's taught that suffering comes from, actually it comes from also from inside ourselves. It comes from our own afflictions, meaning our own afflictive or negative emotions, or our own negative motivations, and so forth. Then, afflictions are taught typically as having attachment, the things that we're, cling to, hatred, that which we have aversion to, or jealousy and envy, or pride, and so forth. And this is what is taught is the cause of our suffering, which actually is the cause of our continuous wandering or cycling in what's referred to as samsara, which is cyclic existence, right?
Oh, then go with them, but that's about the time I can go with them at all. Go by Hibachi, Hibacharme, is the law. When is in a teacups and two member in a teacups for a gula gold and she registered on somebody nature at Israel. Somebody, Doja chat to get the condition to Sanga. Naran with the court, the garden, Naran, the Subo did it out there. Yaman Gorit, the young Aran Lapadrit in some town. Monagin, call your master the Shah Messira. The Semba Tumbara. Tatum by the Tinny, Ting Ola, Tantong San, and Shadow, the Tinny, Pindo, your race, the Chakwati, never Shadow, Ristra. Yada 파조 디 메드 삼노스탄 파조 동아 시탄란데 주라 제라 시탄 땅기나 콜라 삼노 야보 땅기나 아 타코게 직진한 안 도착 동아 기레 때문에 다 도착 지어라 두제 징에데 코 속데 코 속데 지어라 속데다 카 도제 카이 따데 지어라 되나 콜스탄 야바드나 코란 셈 귀농데 지어라 콜로 셈 귀농데 귀농데라 코게 줄 니엄몽바 타시당 또메 뼈드메 바치도 메 코란드레면도 코 헤당드레도 옥산데 닝제에서 니콜라 닝제 지로라 대편도 요레스라 다든 거 생하든 거 다든 니엄모 거거랑 거부 탑이 소소레나 다른 아랑 삼랑 아랑 셈팜데데 some the yabu dan sem pham ge yo mar de ma ze ten su tu ma da was ne pha jo de la sam dan ge na ko re ma ko ko nyo mo ba de kun la me ta te chi na ko kha ma do san te koran la ta yin je ji ba ta yin je ji ge ro re sa ne te da ta nga na go ba go ge te ma te la yo re sa
the third the truth of cessation the buddha taught the third truth of cessation should be known or should be understood. What does it really mean, cessation? It's really referring to the mind transforming or changing. That's the cessation. Cessation of what? It's the cessation of the cause, which is the afflictive emotions, negative emotions. And what does cessation mean? It means to get rid of something or to take something out, yeah? To stop it, right? How do we actually do that? Well, we look within the same and we think about, we've understood the causes of suffering inside. We have different kinds of afflictive emotions. Like, for example, there's something that we're attached to that we cling toward, and then we get fixated upon them, right? But we're not running around physically. We're just talking about sitting in our body, and we're thinking about our mind and what our mind does. And so we can turn this contemplation inward and think about what actually is going after those things? What is being attached to those things, right? Our mind. Our mind, it's not really anything that's there. There's no organ of flesh that's inside that's the mind, right? We can't find it if we look for it. It doesn't have a shape or a form. So we can think that way by looking within in order to help us understand the truth of cessation of our afflictive emotions. There's really nothing there that's mine that's being attached to something else. And when we contemplate in that way, gradually the attachment or clinging or fixation we have to those things is reduced, it's lessened. Or we can also sort of turn this contemplation externally toward others. Because we also have sort of hatred or anger, like aversion. Oftentimes when we're feeling, all of us, you know, sometimes feel frustrated and upset, right? Or angry about something. It might be about something else. Maybe they actually did something to us, said something, or maybe they even came and hit us or whatever, that they've actually done some harm to us. And so, or if not, other people make us angry sometimes. We can think about that person, that situation that makes us frustrated, or why they might have said something or done something, and think about what is actually the source of that in the other person. Is it the other person that's doing that, or where is it really coming from? Is it not coming from their own afflictive emotions or negative emotions? Is it not actually that they are suffering, and from that suffering of their afflictions that they're lashing out at us somehow and doing whatever? And so really it's their afflictive emotions that's causing it. And when you think like that and contemplate like that way, naturally you'll have a sense of compassion will develop inside yourself, right? And so we can contemplate in that way, both internally by looking in at our own mind. Usually when we're talking about attachment, you look inside at your own mind, realize that there's really nothing there, contemplate that, understand, and then, sorry, that will make the afflictive emotions cease or reduce. Likewise, when we're feeling hatred and anger, oftentimes this is about some external thing. We think about that not really being, that person is not, so they're really coming from the reflective emotion, which is also not really a real thing. And then it'll allow us to develop compassion, the antidote to anger and hatred.
Oh, tini ta tama de la lam de ri sha de re sa da. Ta lam kumbar che de kumbar cham me. Ta lam de ta ma zu sāngī kī lāṅ lū rūyā tī rīyā sī tā, tā nyōṅ bū gō tsā rā. Tī nē, tā tī chī sāṅ bā, tā lāṅ lā yā tā, lāṅ dī thār vī kī lā, khor bā tā thār nī, tā tī nī lāṅ chī kī lā, yā lāṅ, lāṅ gōmbā rī, gōmbā chā rī mē sī, tā lāṅ dī, lāṅ dī gōṅ gō rī sī lāṅ, tā gōṅ kia nī rā. Tēn kōm kia nē, sōn tō sēn lā tār kia chūyō nē. Tē yīn shā, tā tēn tē mā chē nā, sōn tō sēn lā sēn mā tā yī nā, tē nē, sōn tō kī mā gāw nā, tē nē, pā chī ngā tā sā sāng kī kē, tē sēm dē rī sē ngō tē yō mā chī ngā tā tē shū chāng bā. Tē tē sōn tō kōm nē, tē sēm dē lā, sō kā tō yī kā rī tā mō kōm kia nā, tē nē jī mē tē rī tā chī nē kōng kō rā. O tē nē jī nē shiāng kōng, tē nē rē mī kī nē, tē nē, samdhēn tē hīnē kōmsa nē, tēnē sēm tē tā sū tōpa ngō tā, tēn tōpa ngō tā hīrab kī pārā chīmbā sā, tēnē yā, tā yī hī tōpa sā nā, tēnē shā yō rē sā, tēnē tā tē chī shē sōng nā.
So the fourth of the fourth truths is the truth of the path. The Buddha taught that the path should be cultivated. What does it mean to cultivate the path? And what do we mean by the path? The path is referring to the path to liberation, of course, liberation from cyclic existence. The path is the way of bringing the cessation, the third truth, about. And so the Buddha, like I mentioned before, the Buddha didn't actually introduce you to the, or make you recognize your mind. Yeah, you the nature of your own mind. You recognize that yourself through cultivation of meditation practice, right? And that includes investigating about what is mind, and also engaging in what's referred to as calm abiding, shamatha meditation, right? And so what do we mean by investigating the mind? It means just looking for the mind. Where is it? What is it like? Does it have a shape? Does it have a color? What's its size? Can you find it? Just, you know, looking for, and that's the mind, and that's developing the, what's referred to as the accumulation of wisdom. That's how one develops wisdom. And this, it's taught that through gradually doing that, as well as practicing calm abiding meditation, then one attains the result.
Oh, that and the same day, that Sanji Tabaja, so the same Negro, yes, same Negro, that it, and then Tomani Nang on the same Navy Tabla, and the Hineji, Kamasung, and Hineji Kumji, Sarah Hineji, the Tatang under the Kumja, of course. The Hine Kumaji Valla, Tini, Tatat. Kōm kia tēngi tūsū hākū yō rēs, tā sārvā tēngi nā kōm rē, hīne kōm rē jīwa lū, tāmbō lū tāngbō chīgu rēs, kā rā exercise tāmbō rē, chīgwa rē, lū bē kē tsīk sāng, o nē jī nā lū nē tūng, lū nē ngā tāngi yō rēs lā, lū nā mā chū rē, tā lū tūng dī tūngbō tī tāngi yōngu mā rēs lā, lū nē ngā sē kēng tē, kāmbā tō jī jī rōng sē ndē rō tē rā, tā tō jī rōng mā rē chē rē, tā sīm gīr, kāmbā sīm gīr, kāmbā yōng dā nāng dō yé dā chī rī yé rī rō dē nā dī rī sā yé dā wā lā dē pī rō dā yō bā rā dē tō sā nā dē yā bō yō dē kē chī sāng zā yé dā yōng rī sā kē chī sāng dē nā bōngbā kō xio dā kia sā dē dā bōngbā dē yé sā kō xio dā nā kō yō xio bā dē nā yō dā rā yé dē bō yō dē nā sē yā nā kō kī bōngbā dē yé dē yé dā bō sā rā kaptukun te pungpa tinte hei jan, tene da nyam xia la a chi, e me kaptuk la a, ene ta tinte na a ta, ene che ya ken la a cha ra, che le ra, te luni nga se yu ra se, ene te me kaptuk utan tinte hei chi tene, tene arang tanga tene, u su le, na ne yang pa ra tam, tinte chi nga ra u ni ki tsak chi ke chi ne chi kong chi nye ser te, ene kion tu, Chine tila tene gyundu sangi gomba tobi gita mwana yu sira.
Kanto di shiba di miki ki gore, shiba di tambo di.
Miki
di. Tambo kangba niba di kepa di somba di.
Kepa, kepa simgiri mba na, kepa dadar zanwa, kepa dadar. Mik na tse echi, mik na tse te sumba, mik na tse ni ina kuso juru la di. Tene, di la nyam hiya chi.
Then
the 꼭 니가 자지게 기내지 나도 공부하세 다데 근데 세모가 나도 세모 희박에 되네 때 평이어 세모네 도르세 현재는 오 세모 희박 바이 세모 죽는 학원 거 마세라.
So in order to understand what is the mind, what is the nature of our mind, how it is, it helps to be able to have the mind be settled. Our mind is usually kind of running about all over the place, and in that context, it's really difficult to investigate the mind. So the Buddha taught this method, right? And since we should do it for a few minutes. And so let's do calm abiding meditation together for 3 months, 3 minutes. And those of you who have done, those of you with experience already know what to do, and there's a lot that could be said. So traditionally, we talk about 7 points of posture or 5 points of posture. Kind of simply put, the 5 points of posture are the first of the legs. I'll just say them first, kind of easy. There's legs and then your back and your shoulders and hands and eyes and tongue. These are the five that are taught. So the first is, if you're able to do the full lotus or full vajra posture, you can. If not, it doesn't matter. You can kind of put one leg in front of the other or sit cross-legged in a way that's comfortable to you. And I'll add, it's also totally fine to do in a chair. And then the back, of course, is straight, right? And should be supported. So you have a cushion supporting the back so that you can comfortably sit straight. Third, the metaphor that's given is like an eagle taking flight. But not like this, right? You don't stick your hands out. You have the way that the Lama is demonstrating is that you have your shoulders not pulled back a lot, just kind of straight across your body, and the hands in what's referred to as mudra of equanimity, or with this sort of one hand on top of the other with the thumbs touching. The fourth point, the eyes. It's traditionally taught that the gaze follows the nose, right? Then the fifth is the tongue. You take the tongue and place the tip of the tongue on the upper palate behind the teeth. So we'll just do a few minutes. I have the bell. And then, so actually we'll do, we'll count 21 breaths.
나서 괜히 단다디 장가 니기서지 잡으셨어. 티가 작가도 툭 맞은 봐. 장가 찍니 니기서도 툭 맞은 거 텐데 그랬어라. 이네 단다 참아 야고리 아니 야고리 그지. 난 단도 툭스 바랬대. 야고리 세바게 인디티더라. 손도 야 투르드나 듄듄지나 되어서야. 때문에 이게 자제 되는지 양에서자 내 공자도 장마와 윤통할라 대담을 볼라 장가마 뭐 윤통할라고 요래서라 나한테 부축스나 양 야고 말 맞추지 이 이게 자제를 맞추고 잘 먹어들이 내가 도면은 니 이게 자제는 숨주 입주는 앞주자 근데 야 도그래서라 근데 옥신이라 그래들
This is referred to as calm abiding meditation using the breath as a support. And basically the teaching is to just count your breaths or breath cycles. Just now we did 21. If you lost count, it's okay. It happens. If you could keep count all the way to 21 or whatever number you were on, that's great. If not, if you find it difficult, then just reduce the number of breaths. You can do 7. And then after you do 7, rest a little bit, take a break, and then do again a session where you just count 7 breaths. There's a saying, which is that one should engage in many sessions of short duration. Many sessions, short duration. And then slowly, slowly you can increase the number, 30, 40, 100, and so forth.
Ta dende jine tini tama nge kyunzu de sem ki korsi mari shi yin sara ta de dujin sara zina sara ki hako ra sara sa yaga dujin sara zi pe mesi tsa shi mori sa ta kong doha zu sena ko doha zi zi ngan zi samlo ta ne de yon din lop jung lop ji jing zi zi Lobjong jin to the Lobjong ji 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 ka li kyap kyan ten kong to ta tsin rik to Lobjong ta shing gura. Ta toha tsu sen to kora rang yin to ko pa ta ma song yu re sira. Si ta ta kora ngin na kam kong kya yu ra kong kya ta tso zo dripa jin kwa dripa top ra. Ta toha zi to ma song to ko teni ta kora rang yin ko pa xien ma ta pa ちゃんとパターンを出してしゃれてとはなりですとはあでガソンさんいいラミジヒンドカンドクンダダラソンですいいラミジヒンドクンダでそういういいらあてそうでばなたちのもんじゃなかでいいしてなセンバギブザヨマルだいいラミジたてミジね
진도발라 소바 가리나타 소도 고고 고바텐들랑 도바스기라 차데오텐데 도바 진데나다 양 당화다 지금 메카바사야 되나 데 인삼도다나 디니 코틸라 삼노 코데니 니무 툭네 디니 세모히야게 디니 두조잔 요마라 다데 이라 미치 힌두 군다 다르스 데라 이라 저 삼마도 요 삼노도 개제 양대 양 거마도 이름이지 지금 도발라 소바 네 해당라 소바 어디 삼마데 데 탐제다 다르스 데 숨고 여래서라 딱 먼저 샘 지금 상기 답 탑등 하나 샘 모히고라 아랑 샘 모히나 데니 상기에 다르스라 데마도 다 상기에 그니 상기에 가지 몰람 답 지티나 아 데니 페인트 토고 이제 요 얘기를 되나 다 산게 저게 대 다른 거 샤도 그래서라 그때 소소도 그 샘모히야 내라요 대단 겨바 율람라 그때 소소선 샘모히야 대해서라 네 이라 미치 힌도 군다 다르스 딘하나 효제나 이라 양데 양데 산티 힌 도발라서 대 대전 도바다 자와이나 디니 어 워터틱 담보 대해서라
Sorry. So now I'd like to talk a little bit about the nature of our mind, about mind. There was a great accomplished master from India. His name was Saraha. He's a very famous, really, really wonderful, really quite amazing master. And he wrote a bunch of poems, basically, or songs. They're called dohas. Actually, doha means two. It means couplets. So actually, this is a Sanskrit term, just means couplets. So he wrote all these little pithy two-liners about his own experience in meditation. I mean, he was a meditation practitioner who then accomplished meditation. So the subject of his poems are about meditation. You know, he studied a lot about, learned a lot about meditation practice and cultivating the mind. Otherwise, like through science and stuff, you can spend a lot of time studying anything and learn a lot about it. I don't know exactly how to make it sound nice in English, apologize. But basically he said something that, I'm gonna have him to say it again so I can do a better job of it. But essentially the meaning of the couplet is that mind is always moving but through recognizing mind, one becomes enlightened. This is kind of, what does it mean by the mind is always moving? Is the mind always has some kind of doubt, some kind of attachment, some kind of anger. He's referring to the afflictions, right? And then it's actually just by recognizing that, that's the way that one becomes enlightened. It's not that Buddhahood or enlightenment is something that's far away. That's kind of how we think about it. But actually it's not something that's external or far away from ourselves at all. It's in us already right now. And there's two main metaphors that he gives about the way the mind works. The first one is the ocean and the waves on the ocean. Right? This is about seeing the essence of the afflictions in our mind. And that is that they are like waves on the ocean. Where do the waves on the ocean come from? They come from the ocean themselves. Sometimes, and they look really an infinite myriad of ways. Sometimes they look like little mountains or big mountains, or they make swirling shapes and the water flows all around in different ways and can make really kind of any pattern or image in the ocean. It's endless. And then they go away on their own. Does something make the ocean wave go away? No, it just kind of goes back into where it came from by itself without doing anything. The other metaphor that is used is like clouds in the sky. When there's clouds in the sky, then you can't see the blue sky behind the clouds, right? They're temporarily obscured by those white clouds. The afflictions are also like that. But in this, where do clouds come from? And then when they go away, where do they go to, right? And so it, that they emerge, them, they're self-emergent in the sky, and then they are self-ceasing as well back into the sky or into space. And so this is what we cultivate when we do meditation practice of observing the mind in that way. And then gradually we come to recognize what is the nature of our mind, but that it's not something far out, right? It's something actually that we understand inside of ourselves, but not so easy to recognize. So that's the first half of the couplet, the meaning of the first half of the couplet.
So
산지 공부 다이야 저에게 남 총대에 대해 한 가지 상사도 있는 거예요. 그래서 이게 부터 해야 이게 그 탑을 타 되게 타바랑 타바 이게 탑대에 맞도 타바도 결혼하나 라는 이유 맞도 다 양에게 티대 산지는 권한 게 이게 송요 말했다. 딱 권한 게 담보 담보 오만이다. 니도 오면서 이게 바빵 개와 쪽대 때문에 근데 갈리갈이 하도 공격 다 되는지네. 근데 산지 공부 탑 공부 다도 당하나 공격내라. 이런 상사 니 샘디 소득이 소득 샘도 소득이 좀이라고 생각하세요. 다들 돈다 이제 비질 다세고다 프로세스에 더 나오잖아. 이제 로직 군로잖아. 이니 남 같은 거라 하더네.
And so the second, the meaning of the second part of this pithy poem that Saraha said that we can look up in a minute is all right, is that though the body, though your body one day will degrade and disintegrate and you will die, the essence of your mind never goes away. It never passes beyond. That's why it said that the mind, the essence of mind never changes. The essence of mind is never degraded. It never goes away. So either that mind is after your physical body dies, either you pass away and then you go on and you're reborn into cyclic existence or you attain Buddhahood, but the essence of your mind never goes away at all. But it's also said to not abide and that it's free of any reference point every single moment. What does that mean, to be free of reference point? It means it's extremely expansive. And also it refers to the mind is the nature of mind, the essence of mind is also referred to as being empty and being clear and being unborn. As well as self-aware and self-clear or self-luminous. What is that referring to? Is that the essence of mind can actually be aware of its own essence, which is actually free of any kind of reference point, no specific place that it abides or that it remains. And you can, if you practice well, if you engage in a lot of meditation practice, then you can actually recognize and see this own essence of your mind. The example that the Buddha gave for that is like a torch or like a candle. It illuminates the path. And that with that light, that is actually your own mind, your own awareness, which is its own sort of luminosity, one can follow that, recognize that, and follow that to along the path of liberation to total enlightenment, which is one reason he gave that metaphor. But remember, the Buddha said that he couldn't give you Buddhahood. This is referring to his, he said, I cannot give you Buddhahood. All I can do is show you the way, and it's up to you and whether you follow it. And what is that way? It's like the Buddha himself did over the course of many eons, is to accumulate virtue and abandon negativity and then understand one's own mind. And that the mind is, that non-referential mind is free of any kind of elaboration, meaning it's totally simple. And so now it seems like the time is up. So if there's maybe one question, I don't know. How is it about timing? We have to all leave. Then in that case, then hopefully we are able to have some time for question and answer tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. tīngi nī kia tīsum kia wata tān kia wā ngō mā tātā kia wā shiwa yungyū kīrāntu kia wā sāka yō rē sīrā tē tān tāndī kī tī chū nī hī chī kia wā tī tām chī nī sīm jī tām chī lā tī nī ngō wā tā mā nā chī wō sā tī nī kī tā dhīr kī sā rā tā mā ngō mā nā chī tī nī chā wā rē sīrā.
And so of course we end with dedicating it. So us coming together today, you all listening to the teachings, doing meditation practice, your establishing motivation of the altruistic mind of enlightenment of bodhicitta, this all accumulates a great amount of merit. And so we should, from the motivation of altruism, dedicate that merit for the sake of all sentient beings attaining enlightenment. That's how we always close. Yeah.
Sonamdi tamje zibani tonye nebe danam panje ne
Yoga naje mbala jubayi Sibye zane jawa jawa jawa
Jambara bawa chidara jemba
Sonda zambo teyang deshen de
Dada kwenje jizu dalo jing
Kewa ndi da tamje rabdu mo
Kewa ndi kewa
Sonam yeshe sozo ne,
sonam yeshe lechungwa.
Lamba kinyu towa sho,
sangye kuzay nyebe chenlabda.
Kinyu mingyur dimbe chenlabda.
Kinyu micheng dimbe chenlabgi.
Chita ngawa mana chupa sho.
Om Bendo Sado Tamaya Mangoya
Bendo Sado Tino Kunti Shedi
Tamaya Bukhan Bendo Shedi Mipa
Vajra Mariya Dora Zama Tita Mijan Gwan Ha Ha Ho Bukhan Sava Tata Nga Bera Mangoya Bera 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 Maha Samaya Sato Okay, thank you. Good night, everyone.